HD Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
My cousin came home 2 weeks ago. We were meeting after months because of the whole coronavirus situation. She's 21, studying communication, and of course, she is an internet baby and way, way too active on Instagram. Sometimes she even sends me pictures and asks for smart captions. She'll kill me if she hears this. But anyway, so she knows pretty much everything about makeup. Like she can make your nose thin and pointed, lips and eyes all big, and even give you like high cheekbones. Yeah, she's really, really good. So we are chatting and then clicking selfies randomly, and she knows exactly which filter will work with which pose. I mean, I have some idea myself because I do spend a lot of time on Instagram, but she was pretty specific. And out of the blue, she tells me about this friend who is an aspiring social media influencer who is getting a lip filler done to look good in her social media photos. Now, cosmetic surgery or even non-surgical procedures like Botox and fillers are very common. I mean, it's an open secret that many people in the film industry get their bodies done to look good. But just for social media? Turns out, it's actually a trend that started around 3 years ago. Hi, I'm Pooja Singh, the National Features Editor of Mint, and welcome to the third season of The Millennial Mind. So after my cousin told me about this friend of hers, I got all curious, and I started looking for people who got some kind of cosmetic surgery done for likes and engagement on social media. That's when I found Sana. She's a law student and also an aspiring social media influencer. Just before the lockdown, she had got nose fillers. When we spoke, my first question to her was why? This is what she exactly told me. My dad gave me such a thin nose. I wasted so much makeup on it, but always such blah photos. So I got my nose fixed. My parents were chill since it wasn't like I was getting a surgery, and I had saved my pocket money for it. The procedure cost her 25,000 rupees and her parents gave 20,000. Soon after, she felt the need to improve her lips, but that couldn't happen because of the lockdown. She's now supposed to get lip fillers in January. While she and I were discussing about the importance of such procedures, she told me something very interesting. I'm quoting her here. The nose filler has made me more confident and the photos come out so well. I get so many likes. It's like I have an Insta filter on my face, but it's all natural. We've always looked for ways to enhance our looks. We had the kajal in the Indus Valley, the corsets in medieval Europe. Today, technology is driving the idea of beauty. On one hand, social media is giving us this power to widen the definition of beauty and make room for all shapes and sizes and colors. On the other, it is offering these fun filters and apps that give us doll-like skin. And in this process, it is narrowing the very definition of beauty. But the thrill of receiving likes is so rewarding that many people, more in the 20 to 40 age group, are getting help from doctors to change their bodies to match their filter versions. Dermatologist and aesthetic surgeon Kashish Kalra started witnessing the trend of people bringing in pictures of their filtered selves 3 years ago. He runs a skin clinic in Delhi and is a consultant at the Max Hospital. He said the demand for invasive procedures like nose jobs, lip fillers, breast implants, butt lift, liposuction, and hair transplant has increased 40 to 50% in metro cities. Non-invasive procedures like body hair removal and body contouring have become even more popular. Many of these procedures take a minimum of 15 minutes, can last for months, and cost upwards of 25,000 rupees depending on the doctor. During the lockdown, Dr. Kalra told me that he didn't do any procedures but had a steady stream of queries almost daily. Since 2018, Dr. Vinod Vij, he's a consultant plastic and cosmetic surgeon at the Fortis Hospital in Vashi, has seen a 25% increase in requests for selfie faces. I'm quoting him here. People use filters and realize how much better they look with modification, which makes them consider cosmetic changes. Even during the lockdown, we got queries almost daily. Aesthetic surgery is about making one look better and feel good. Things become problematic when people feel there's something wrong with their nose, lips, or any other body part when there isn't. He says that filters, selfies, and influencers are fueling unrealistic demands and expectations. He even told me that people sometimes want completely new faces. There's definitely more demand for non-surgical interventions like fillers since they are quicker and less risky. Dr. Kalra calls them lunch hour surgeries.
The reason for popularity, I believe, is mainly it is a lunchtime procedure. A Botox takes hardly 10 minutes to do. A filler takes hardly 15 minutes to do. So most of the times we get few clients that who come in their lunchtime. So, you know, they take a break from their office and they come for 1 hour to do the procedure and they go back. So if you compare 20 years ago when these were not available, if, you know, people wanted to do, mainly these things were done by celebrities 20 to 30 years ago, facelift or all. So that was done with a plastic surgery. So plastic surgery has a downtime and it is invasive. So this is something, this is just an injection, no surgery, no stitches, no marks, nothing, no downtime. You do it today and, you know, on the table, on the very same day, you can see the results of fillers. Same way, Botox takes 4 to 5 days to act, and after 4 to 5 days, you can see the full result. So the popularity is basically this, that one small injection and you're sorted. For like Botox lasts for 6 months, filler lasts for 1 to 2 years, depending on the area where it is given. So that is the beauty of these procedure. It's hardly a very small and basic procedure. It takes around 10 to 15 minutes.
To find out how many procedures were conducted in the past 3 years across India, I did a bit of digging around and found nothing. There's no official data on it. But I did find a 2019 report by the International Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgery that shows a 5.4% rise in procedures completed globally in 2018. The top two nations, the US and Brazil, accounted for more than 28% of all aesthetic procedures, followed by Mexico, Germany, and India. Yes, India was among the top five. I found Samantha from Bengaluru on Twitter. She's recently got fillers under her eyes and she's super thrilled about it. After returning to her childhood home during the lockdown, she noticed she had under eye hollows. She tried yoga, slept more, ate better, but nothing happened. She was most worried about them when she looked at herself during office Zoom calls. She said, and I quote, "It was stress that was causing them. My stress is still very much there, but at least I look pretty on the screen." To understand why we are all getting so obsessed with looking good on social media or on Zoom, I reached out to Vasant Mundra. He's a consultant psychiatrist at Mumbai's PD Hinduja Hospital. He said something which was so, so true. This is what he said. "We are living in a time when we are flooded with images of ourselves. Our mirror is always with us. Even during video chats, our eyes are mostly on ourselves. Frankly, nobody is studying us so much." That might not be the case for social media influencers like Dolly Singh. She has over 1 million Instagram followers and she uses quite a few filters. But the good thing is that she regularly shares her real self. I spoke to her about the changing idea of beauty and how it is affecting us. This is what she had to say.
So I think the idea of beauty has always gotten fractured. We always have a notion of what is the ideal beauty of that period. And, you know, whether it was films, initially it used to be rich people, how they look, how they dress up, then movies, cinema. Bollywood for the longest time was, you know, epitome of how women are supposed to look, or even men are supposed to look for that matter. And then now it's social media. So I don't think it's a new concept altogether or a new phenomenon that has happened. But definitely it's not healthy for sure, because I've read a few articles where I've read about how women all over the world are trying to change their appearance, trying to look like a certain filter they enjoy and want to look like that filtered version of themselves and do not want to accept how they look. And I myself was going through a period of time, a few weeks, where I enjoyed this filter so much that I hated looking at myself without it. And then I realized what's happening, and it happens to a lot of young minds, and probably like me, they are not equipped enough to think otherwise. They don't realize the mistake. They don't realize the, you know, the negative aspect of that thing. So I do feel, of course, that impressionable girls are definitely getting affected by it. And I love that a lot of influencers now do post that with filter, without filter thing, because we do have a responsibility for our followers, towards our followers, that, you know, we need to show some sort of realistic side, and we cannot keep showing a made-up version all the time. And so from time to time, I make sure that I do share a little bit of who I am and what I look like. And I think a lot of people are doing that, and that's amazing. So, I mean, this kind of pros and cons are obviously always going to exist. We can just always try and push for the, you know, the beautiful side and not try and get affected by the other side.
Did she ever consider any cosmetic procedure?
I have never thought about changing my, you know, appearance, because I am someone who has seen so many of those listicles where they talk about surgeries gone wrong, and you know, Hollywood stars or who messed up their faces after too many surgeries. Now, of course, they are also very demeaning in their own way, and nobody knows better, you know. We only learn with time, and a lot of people have shown remorse over surgeries, and a lot of people enjoy those surgeries. So to each their own. I really do not come from a place of judgment. I don't think that surgery is something that is like forbidden, and people who do them are like other worst kind of people. I don't think that is the truth. I think we all have the right to do whatever we want to do with our bodies, and it should remain that way. It should be, we should be able to do whatever we want to do with it. And it's all part of self-love too. Now, of course, some decisions are good and some are bad, but we only learn with time, like I said. But I don't think I ever wanted to, because I am kind of always scared with the whole idea of a surgery. I feel like even if it stays good for a while, it's going to end up messed or blushed a few years down the line. And I like aging. I'm very fond of the concept of aging beautifully, you know, with the likes of Rekha or Meryl Streep or people like these who have really beautifully aged and accepted who they are. I am always inspired by these kind of women, and I want to be that kind. In fact, I can't wait to age. So I don't think the point of surgery or the topic of surgery or the thought of it has ever really crossed my mind, because I am hella scared.
See, any aesthetic surgery is something one can do without. But if it brings happiness, then what's the harm? The problem starts when we go with unrealistic expectations after looking at social media. Yes, we all want to look good. We are all free to live our lives the way we want and do the things we want to do. But sometimes it's important to think before asking the doctor to change our body based on a filter that makes everyone look the same. After all, our natural face is what sets us apart from the person we follow on social media.
This was a Live Mint production, brought to you by HD Smartcast. HD Smartcast.